Shusa Shivan Shus Tayl Bochum Standing in the Tkufa Sazman at Be'etzem Diburim Amiyuta Svarim Agadoshim Telos Achidish Elul Ishperach. When it came to Shchedish Elul, the fish in the water used to have a tachat. The Bria itself, every nivra on the Bria, it fell in a tachat. Why is it that in today's day and age, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, people could go on with life as normal? What's the reason that a person doesn't feel the pressure of preparing for Yom Adin? Why is it that we don't see what we saw in days before, that a person in Elul walked around with a pachat, walked around with a tzitta, and you were margish, the hargosha of Elul? Those who remember, there are very few people that remember the way it looked long ago. But there are those who remember to say that when it came, like today, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the Bata Midrashim were full, people didn't go to work anymore. People understood what means an Elul. And today, the Hargosh of Elul isn't here. Why is it? Let's be Magnum, a Megala Amukais, that tells us that over Nifla Admiyat, two pieces of Megala Amukis. When Yankov and Esav were about to come on this world, and Esav went out first, it says in the Torah Kedoshah, V'yodoy Echezes Ba'kev Esav. Yankov Avinu held the heel of Esav Arasha and didn't let him go out. He held him back. Zokt Megala Amukis, Esav was called Osui. Esav's real name was Osui. Because Rashi brings, why was he called Esav? Because Esav was born finished. Usually a child is born, he doesn't have hair, his body still has to become, is not a finished product. Esav was born a finished product. That's why they called him Esav. So really he should have been called Osui. And Yankev Avinu took away the Yud, because Yankev should have been called Akev. Why was Yankev called Akev? Because it was Yodei Achezes Ba'kev Esav. So the true name of Esav should have been Osui. The true name of Yaakov should have been Akev. Yaakov Avinu took off the Yud from Esav, and that's how he became Yaakov. What does this mean to us? It's Dvarim Nifloim, but what does it mean to us? What do we learn with this? I think that teaches us a meridical lesson. What is the koyach of Esav HaRasha? What is Esav HaRasha koyach hara? I think that I learned from a piece of Ratzadik HaKoyin, a Neirudi Kezach. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Esav is Begimatri Yisholim. Esav is Sholim, Esav is Mekoyra Malchoma, Esav Mekoyra Machlekes. What does it mean that Esav is Sholim? Esav is the koyach hara that a person thinks that everything is okay with him. A person thinks shalom yearly. A person thinks I'm a finished product. I don't have to make become better. A person is happy with himself. A person is content with himself. That's Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha was a klipa of tuma, a koyach of tuma, that told the person, also you are a finished product, you don't have to work anymore. You don't have to put in your gear. I'm happy the way I am. That's the koyach of Esav HaRasha. Esav HaRasha says, Shalom, everything is good, everything is the way it should be. Of course I can get a little bit better, but I'm happy with the way I am. When a person walks around with the machshava of shalom, the person walks around with the machshava of osui, that I'm a finished product, then Rosh Hashanah doesn't scare him at all. Because I don't have what to worry about. Because I'm okay. And that's probably the biggest problem in our generation. The biggest problem in our generation is that we walk around ganz happy the way we are, and we don't realize that we're far from the way we are. We don't realize what means that when we go in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rosh Hashanah, and we have to give a din v'cheshbon on every single minute of the day what we did with it. And we have to give a din v'cheshbon why we're not what we really should be. And there is no terutzim in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no sheker in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ribbono Shel Olam knows who we are and what we are. And the Ribbono Shel Olam knows how far we are from where we should be. Then we would have a pachat. But we live somewhat content. And even if we don't live that way, and even if we really know Lev Yedei HaMaris Nafshei, there is something much worse with our generation. That nobody is ready to work the way it should be to get someplace. Everything has to come easy. Everything has to come easy. A Yigiyah in the Gemara. A Yigiyah in the Gemara. If it doesn't go and I can't figure out a Gemara in 5 minutes, you run to an art school Gemara to learn the English Deutsch. And if you don't understand the Gemara, you have all the Achreinim and all the Kutim Svarim. Everything comes easy. Yigiyah to work on something. To have Yigiyah to get someplace. To know that I have to put in work, avach, noch a week, another week, and another week, to be miageya, to get someplace, that doesn't work today. Today's worst klala of today's generation is two words: instant gratification. We want instant gratification. We don't have any patience, and we don't have any gedut to work for something. And therefore, 2 weeks to Rosh Hashanah, I have to worry about Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Or maybe Rosh Hashanah in the morning, I'll wake up to work for Rosh Hashanah. A whole Elul, I have to worry about a Rosh Hashanah. A whole Elul, I have to worry about it. I don't work for such things. I don't work. It'll come the last minute. I'll do tshuva. Aber sie geht nicht an der Rabbeisai. It doesn't work that way. 1 day is not enough. 2 days is not enough. It takes Yigiyah Atzuma to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't go easily. There's no such thing as instant gratification in Yiddishkeit. Yogati umotzasi tamen. Lo yogati umotzasi al tamen. Only with Yigiyah. Yiddishkeit fordert Yigiyah. Yiddishkeit fordert Taravadia. Yiddishkeit fordert that you will have Rosh Nishtika for sich. That's what Yiddishkeit fordert. And when comes that agosha, that we start realizing that we're not the way it should be. That we're not the way it should be. That we have a lot to change. We have a lot to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And we realize that it doesn't go easily. That there's no such thing as instant gratification. In Yiddishkeit, geht nur mit Yigiyah. Only with a lot of keuches. And we have to be ready to put in a lot of keuches. Then we will realize what means an Elul. Then we will realize what means preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And the Aleph, after we know this, that we can't feel that it's Sholem Yali, after we feel that we can't have Osui, we can't feel we are finished products, we have to take away from that finished product, that we're not a finished product. We have to realize how weak we are. The Chedushirim says the word Elul is based on a kri and a ksiv that you say in Mizmor L'Seida. In Mizmor L'Seida it says Lo Yanachnu with a Aleph and Lo Yanachnu with a Vav. What does it mean Lo Yanachnu with a Aleph and Lo Yanachnu with a Vav? As much as we realize Lo Yanachnu that we're not, that's how much we are Lo Yanachnu, that's how much we belong to Him. Elul is Lo with a Aleph and Lo with a Vav. The avodah of Elul is to know lo yanachnu, to know that we are nothing, to know that we don't have anything, to know that we're not ready at all, to know that whatever we did is nothing klapi to what we have to do. And the more we realize that we're missing, and the more we realize that we don't have, the more the Ribbono Shel Olam takes us, and the more we belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's our Avodah. But after we get to that first step, there is a second Nekuda, which is a very important Nekuda, the Nekuda of Emuna. The Nekuda of Emuna, the mitzvah of Shofar is Lishmaya Kol Shofar. The mitzvah of Shofar is to hear the Kol of Shofar. Rav Rishonim learned the mitzvah is Shmiya, not Kiya, the mitzvah is Shmiya. Why? What does it mean in Avodas Hashem? And Sefer Divrei Chaim tells us a Moreh D'Kezach. We all know in the English language there's a Shprach called seeing is believing. What I see, I believe. The Divrei Chaim says that that's almost Kfira, because the Hepach of Amunah. Seeing is believing means I only believe what you can prove me. That's not Amunah. Amunah means I don't have to see. Which chush is the chush of Emunah? The chush HaShmiah. The chush HaShmiah is the chush of accepting. Shmiah is the loshon of leshmiahli, leshvirali. Shmiah means to accept. Shmiah means to be a mekabel, to be ready to be machmi yourself and to be a mekabel, which takes a lot of Emunah, whether I understand or don't understand. And that's probably one of the greatest problems today, is that we want to understand everything. We're not ready to be mevatel our seichel. A yeshiva bachal, Amalek Gitzaiten, didn't ask questions. He was mevatel his seichel to his Rebbe, mevatel his seichel to his Magid Shurim, to his Rosh Hashivas. He was a mekabel, he was mevatel his seichel. Tzev peke ovois, have a shoyse v'tzama ez divreyem. Why doesn't it say, have a oichel bere'evus ez divreyem? Why does it talk about shoyse? Torah is nimshel alechem, Torah is nimshel amayim. You could just as well say, not a shoyse v'tzama ez divreyem, you could just as well say that you should eat it. I think that there lies a moyodik in akoda in that. What's the difference between drinking and eating? Bread you can't swallow, bread you have to chew. Water you swallow the way it is. When you are mekabel from your rabbis, you mekabel Torah. Torah is not bread that you chew. Torah is what you drink and you accept it the way it is. That's what it means, Avashoyse B'tzalmas Divreyem. Hachmo Biku, to be mevatel yourself, to listen without chewing it over, without understanding it with your seichel, knowing that we can't understand, we have to accept. That's what means Avashoyse B'tzalmas Divreyem. That's in the practical living of a yeshiva bacha. But in the higher avodah of shmiya is the emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, to chazal poshut the emuna, which that is the alam beis of Rosh Hashanah, when we mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam for melech, which that is what Rosh Hashanah is. The Heilige Vilna Goyim by Shofar Blazen. It says in Kesher Reish that the Heilige Goyim Tzchus HaYodna Leinu B'Shach Blowing Shofar was the greatest time of Simcha of all the year. Wie kommt Simcha? Wie kommt Simcha Rosh Hashanah? Because what is Ki Shofar? Ki Shofar is a man that was Zeiche Zogt the Goyim to be mekabel the Ribbono Shel Olam as Melech. And there's no greater zman of simcha than being mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam on yourself. Accepting Malchus Shamayim. What means accepting Malchus Shamayim? Means strengthening our emuna in Malchus Shamayim. It says in Tilim, Psukim, that are the olive bays of Eid. Ono mi panecha evrach. Where can I run away from you? Im efek shamayim shamata. There is no such thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not there. He's sitting alone in a room, in the darkest of rooms. And one thinks, ah, now I'm alone. And if I want, Rachmana Litzlan, I can use technology of this world to go travel around the whole world alone. Nobody's here. Chas v'sholem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with you. Lamehen. How many bochrim here could tell me over the lashon of the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch? The first Ramon Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Avayu Lenegdi Somet. And it doesn't mean Shivas Bnei Adam. A person sinning himself or sinning in front of Melech Malach Hamalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisayda Yisaydis of Emuna. To remember you can't run away of the Ribbono Shel Olam. To remember where you are, wherever you are, in the darkest of basements, in the darkest of the night, and when nobody's around, the Bara Olam is there. Das is Rosh Hashanah. Malchus Shamayim, remembering that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mamala Kol Almin. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Seviv Kol Almin. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Les Asar Panimine. There's nowhere in the world where he isn't there. I'm always in front of him. How much different would be our lives if we would realize that Malchus Shamayim, if we would realize to live that way, to live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if our Munah would be the way it should be, we would be Margish Yiddishkeit, really with the truth, then we would titter when we would hear what it says in Rabbi Yisrael, that when you blow shofar, you're going in lefnayu lefnim. If the Kohen Gadol went in lefnayu lefnim, it says in the Mishnah, Shivas Yomim Kodim Yom Kippurim, Afrishin Kohen Gadol, Mibeisoy Lelishkes Parhedrin. 7 days he went away from people, Rashi says. He didn't talk to people. He should have Eima, that he should be Mufrish from the Adam, it should fall him out, Pe'ema Napachat. Rabbi Yisrael tells us, Pshat Negemari Rosh Hashanah, that Shofar can lefnim dami. Means that when we blow Shofar, we are going in lefnayu lefnim. When? 2 weeks from today, you're going into lefnayu lefnim. If the Kohen Gadol needed 7 days, how many days of preparation and avdolah and of kedusha and of hechikait do we need to prepare ourselves for Shofar Belozen? Why not? Because the Emunah, that what it says in the Gemara is fact. Not, it means epis, yeah, it means something like it. Name, stick in the Gemara, it is a fact. Shofar kelefnim dami. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael is telling you. You have to believe it, Emunah Shleima, you're going in lefnai lefnim, b'shas shofar belozen. Lefnai lefnim, me? I'm going in lefnai lefnim. What kind of pachad I have to have? How can it be I'm going in lefnai lefnim? And the more you have pachad, the more Rebbe Hashem is mikar of you. Moshe le'me'adav adayme. Ha'melech bos of Edom. It's very hard for us to hear this Moshe. You know why? Because our day has the biggest problem. Because we don't have melachim. So how do you explain you what melech malchav alachim is? In a day that we lived with a king, with a dictatorship, you were able to be understand what a king means. In the democracy of today's generation, it's very hard for us to understand what Malchus means. But Malchus HaMelech, that everybody was afraid of him. Somebody had to come talk to the Melech. He comes to the dear door of the Melech, he's afraid to walk in. He has a Merdek Pachat. The more Pachat he has, the more the Melech tells him, come in. And the more the Melech smiles to him. Because if you're afraid, that means you show respect to the Melech calls you in. But if you come to the Melech, berate the hate, you come to the Melech without pacha, the Melech tells you that's how you walk into the Melech, gei de gesundheit. It's come to Rosh Hashanah. If we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam with a pacha, we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam with tzitit v'shofar belozen, with tzitit amadav harangin lefnai lefnim. Then I need Lidoidi, I realize I'm going in Lidoidi, I realize I'm going into Ribbono Shel Olam. And every day that I get closer to Rosh Hashanah, the pachad grows, the tzitzit grows more, nachat augmented to agin, to melech, malcham alachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I get more afraid of it, and I learn more, and I do more avodas Hashem, and I prepare myself more and more, and still I'm more afraid and more afraid. Then it's come to Rosh Hashanah's Doidi Li. Kaviyochol, the Ebster Shmeichel Tzidir, the Ebster takes you in. But if we don't prepare ourselves, and we walk into Rosh Hashanah without any pachad, look, the Beroilah, where's your pachad? You're not afraid of me, you're not afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's our Aveda. When it comes 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, there's less than 2 weeks to Shofar Belozen, less than 2 weeks to walk in Lefnai Lefnim. What is our oifen to be? Kachana, nochablat gemara, Noch hast du erlernen. Noch hast du eine Zuface. Another hour without being mastic from Torah. Another hour left from the outside world. Another hour more shuku and Torah. Another hour of achana. More achana, more achana. And there's no other achana to show you verblasen. No other achana to show you verblasen except learning Torah. The Heilige Belt for Rav Rav Sachadev. Before he went to Shefer Belozen, had learned Kreshimitvit Mitzach. That was the Achon of Shefer Belozen. How do you prepare for Shefer Belozen? How do you prepare to come to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Iyun HaTorah, your mind is completely occupied with Torah HaKadosha. That's how you prepare for Shefer Belozen. If there's 2 weeks left, if the Kohen Gadol needed a week, we zichah need 2 weeks. We can't push it off. We can't say that it's time still. The Kohen Gadol was the Kohen Gadol. Needed 2 weeks, needed a week. We need zichah 2 weeks to prepare to go into Lefanai Lefanim. So what has to be our achlota? What has to be our achlota? Shikua and Teira. Arayim Tamsen and Teira, mit ha-shikua, mit ha-damsa, arayim Tamsen and Teira. Our minds should be occupied in Teira. We should learn Teira with two face. Learn Teira without being mafsik in the middle. That the Torah should take us over, the Torah should elevate us, that we should be ready to realize what Shofar Blazen is all about, and to realize to prepare ourselves, and for prepare ourselves the way it should be, that we'll be zeicher to Deidi Li, and we'll be zeicher to the Ksivich Simeteva, that we all need, to be zeicher to the Gu'ula B'mehera B'yameinu.